This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How does Pope Leo from Chicago hit you?
Oh, from Chi-Town.
He's from
Chi-Town.
Yeah, so I have to apologize because I very much did
Vatican's going to be selling that deep dish pizza now.
Yeah. I very much read too fast. The Cardinal Mamberti is the Cardinal who announced that it was going to be that it was going to be Robert Francis Prevost of Chicago, who's going to become the 267th pontiff. Who took on the name Leo the 14th. And of course, where am I getting this information from? Adam Schefter. None other. That's where I go to for all my Pope news. I don't know about you.
Yeah, so there you go. If you were wondering, it's Pope Leo from Chicago, went to Villanova.
Okay.
First American Pope.
Hey, you got to get Chief Keefe up there now.
Which Villanova? He went to like Villanova in...
Must be in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Must be the one in Philadelphia.
Is there another Villanova?
Is there one in Chicago?
I was like, or is that Loyola?
You're thinking of Xavier.
There are two. We got to straighten this out, man.
There's a Loyola Chicago. There's a Xavier.
We need the colleges to have the Roman numerals like the popes. All right, this is Xavier the first. This is Xavier the second over here.
Yeah.
I just thought about it. Can I respect a Pope that went to a trash college?
Oh,
I don't think Villanova's a trash college.
7-1-3-5-7-2-4-16.
But I was like, what if the Pope was like, this is Pope. Pope James, whatever, and he went to, I don't know, like Arizona State. And you're like,
went to Arizona State, he partied his way through
that. You know what I mean? I don't know about that, dog.
Old Pope Leo went to a couple frat parties. I'm just kidding. I better be. Struck by lightning. All right, my first confession. You may have been listening to us yesterday. Hopefully, you always listen. You may have been listening to Area 45 last night. And the confession is Patrick Crayton needs to work on his listening skills.
Wait a minute. Now you're going aggressive.
I'm going to clear out.
No. Like, this is, it's cool. By the way, I like you too, but.
Unbelievable.
Let's play this audio, and I want to make it very clear. He just needs to work on his listening skills. I don't mind the opinion. Just work on your listening skills.
There's a reason why I sometimes hate listening to sports radio. When you hear guys that you know and you like start talking about the idea of, hey, is Jose Altuve getting old? Is he slowing down? Is he no longer, like, are we watching him age before our eyes because he's in a slump for the last 2 weeks?
That's been the birthday conversation for Jose Altuve for like 4 years now.
It's an asinine conversation.
Hey! So here's where he needs to work. I'm not in the business of you need to do this, but Patrick, you need to
do this. That's not true.
You're locked in that business. You got some stock in that business.
That's right.
It's just everything that he used, and it went on, to say that we, specifically me, is asinine. We said this yesterday. We said, look, he's Jose Altuve. He's the greatest there's ever been in this city. He's in a slump. He's not playing well. But it's Jose Altuve. He could get out of this in no hurry. The reason that we talked about, hey, or asked the question, are we starting to see some kind of decline, is based on actual data that is undeniable. His sprint speed, his speed on the base pass, you can take it even a little further if you look at advanced numbers of his bat speed, etc. But
at some of his other bat speed,
but he's had a lot of ground balls now and all that stuff. But anyway, my point is, it's undeniable, and that's why the question was asked. It's Like, he's running a mile and a half slower, mile per hour slower, than he has in the last few years. That's not chump change. He's 35. That means you're slowing down. By the way, I slowed down 25 years ago. I mean, it always happens. You start to slow down. That's what we were saying.
Yeah, what's the old saying? Father Time is undefeated.
Yes.
Like, I think it's worth wondering. And I think here's the thing that I personally got I took a little bit of offense to.
Umbrage.
I felt a little offended. I was like, no, I think I understand where he's coming from, right? Mm-hmm. And I get it, right? You need to give Jose Altuve the benefit of the doubt to some degree. But at what point do you, like, we just got to wait till it completely falls off a cliff mm-hmm. to do this? Because I think the idea that the conversation is entirely asinine is unfair.
Yeah.
Like, we can have the conversation, and the conversation might ultimately come back to, no, actually, we're still good. We're cooking. Like, but I don't think the conversation itself is asinine. And I think that you were right. Like, there's some things that you could look at and go, hey, mm-hmm. there's some slowdown that might be happening. And I will like to point out, to defend myself personally, because I know you were doing a little bit of this, is I personally brought up, what if someone like the move is adding to the, you know, what is making this a little bit difficult, which would actually point away from the idea of him being of some of what we've been seeing being a I guess representative mm-hmm. of, you know, age or, you know, some level of decline that's happening. I think we tried to be responsible with it. Mm-hmm. Don't do that to me, man.
Yeah, just gotta listen.
He said we made him hate radio. I was like, dog, it's not that deep, is it?
Yeah, I felt like that's what comes with getting older to me.
Yes.
Like, when you get to that age, if you have a little slump, people going to be looking at, is he getting older mm-hmm. or it's contract time? Should he play an aging player? I feel like that's the conversation. And he's in a slump. Like, I'm not sure if he's mm-hmm. going to break out the slump or not. If he do, that's great.
Yeah.
But what if he don't? Like, what's the time limit?
Yeah.
Like, is it July? Is it August? Mm-hmm. Is that when you can say, oh,
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, probably let this month go and we can figure some more things out, and we will. And thankfully, he was very much a part of a great victory yesterday as well. So, I mean, look, I'm not mad about it. And if ultimately the thought that the slowdown is happening is wrong, I'll be happy about it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fair to have a little bit of a talky talk about it. All right. So first, a little mini confession before I get to my confession. You mm-hmm. were talking about the new Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was reading to you guys, I don't know, did you hear me kind of do a little stop after reading Leo?
Yeah.
I was like, Pope Leo the 14th. I have to admit, I generally am a decently smart individual. Roman numerals takes me a second. I got to walk through the Roman numerals.
That's so is he the 14th?
Well, they named themselves after. No, yeah, he's the 14th.
Okay, 14th.
Yeah.
He is Pope Leo the 14th, yes. Mm-hmm. But that, yeah, so that was there. On top of it, speaking of picking up names, the Utah Hockey Club now has a mascot, mm-hmm. as they announced yesterday. They're going to be the Utah Mammoth. And yes, the Utah Mammoth, as there have been like woolly mammoth, mm-hmm. Like fossils found in Utah. So it's like, all right, it fits. Like, it has a local tie, unlike that Utah Jazz name, which I think they need to give back to the city.
Ain't
of New
nothing
Orleans.
Jazzy about Utah.
Not a single thing.
Nothing.
But the confession is, even with me acknowledging, I think it's a good name. I think it fits. I love the aesthetic just already, because that mm-hmm. it's basically the same aesthetic as the hockey club, as the when they were hockey club, but they just added the mammoth logo on there.
Yeah.
I can't get past the fact that it sounds like the name of a hockey team in a Disney movie.
The Mammoth.
Like, you know what I mean? It sounds like a semi-pro league mm-hmm. for fathers on the weekend.
Yeah.
I can't get past it. I think it's good. I just don't know at what point it settles in for me that this is a professional NHL hockey team and it works.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like when the Seattle named theirs team the Kraken.
Yeah,
it just didn't feel quite on. It feels just Kraken a little
was cool.
bit. It feels just like they were still wearing starter sweatshirts as mm-hmm. opposed to the Adidas ones. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like it's just a little.
It doesn't pass
half
the,
step down.
It doesn't pass what I call the Let's Go test. Ever told you about the Let's Go test? Mm-mm. How you know if it's a good nickname or not? Just say Let's Go Rockets. That passes the test.
Huh?
It doesn't pass the Let's Go Mammoth. No, no.
I mean, it's still got two syllables.
No, Mammoth. That's come on.
All right, so I got to confess, man. I just got some turntables like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I like this.
Some DJ turntables, and I'm planning on being an EDM DJ.
Oh, really?
I want to do it. I want to be. I'm gonna practice. I'm gonna learn how to DJ, because I kind of know a little bit, just a little. I just need to learn the turntables.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do hip hop. I want to do R&B. I want to do EDM.
You should. How difficult is it? I mean, I'm ignorant on this.
I'm not a DJ.
It's a little difficult. Anything? It's a little difficult. I think you got to have an ear for it. You got to know how to transition and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That part for me, because I did it as a kid a little bit, messing around, and I kind of got it a little bit, but just need to practice. I never had like my own turntables where I could just practice. I got a couple DJ friends too, so
there's a market for it.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, I specifically want to do EDM.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to do hip hop. I don't want to just DJ at a regular birthday party or nothing like that. I just want to do straight EDM, man.
I'm just glad you're getting back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's big time.
What happened?
What made you go straight EDM here?
Yeah, I mean, I never really wanted to be like a hip hop DJ. Like,
Okay.
Which is weird because I was a rapper. And by the way, I just I got my Mac Mini at the crib, so I got my studio and all that stuff together. I actually recorded a little something, messing around with it.
Let's hear it.
It sounds clear. Oh no, you ain't gonna hear it.
Come on.
Now, I was
I'm not ready for the
public. That sounded like a setup.
I'm still doing a lot of testing, but I used the microphone that I used to use 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everything sound clean, man. Mm-hmm. Everything sound clean. But yeah, I don't know. I just didn't want to be a hip hop DJ. I like the flow of an EDM DJ.
Hey man, get your lane.
Where they just being the vibe, seem like they having a good time, and I like the crowd of it.
Yeah,
especially if you like look overseas and see them, the EDM DJs just going with the crowd and all that stuff. I just love that. I want to do something that people don't expect me to do.
That's good. I think he's gonna be getting some trips to Switzerland and stuff, and all this other.
Hey, I would love to do that. Just one time, man. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be a full-time DJ or anything, but definitely want to just go all in with the EDM stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's going to leave us in 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right, so I got in a little bit of a, not argument, but, discussion, with my wife this morning. Because she always gives
an argument.
No. We just kind of go back and forth like we do here. But
ain't that what a discussion? Right, what an argument is?
But it's a question too. So she gives me a hard time, but I like certain quote unquote kids foods like cereal. I like Fruit Loops, or something like that.
Huh.
Or stuff like that. So I picked this up this morning to throw in my lunch bag.
Is that an Uncrustables?
It's an Uncrustable.
Nah, that is.
And
that
I had some work. Of those.
And I love Uncrustables. And she said, oh, you're getting another kid's food? I said, not only is it not a kid's food, I think it's an adult food. Uncrustables, I don't even think they're for kids. I think they're for adults. Like on the golf course, this is the best snack you can have. Are Uncrustables a kid's food or a...
I think they try to market it towards kids, but I don't think it's a kid's food.
I don't think it's a kid's food.
Because to me, like you showing that, I ain't look at that like, what you doing with a little kid's?
But the bright colors and the trimmed.
Now if you had like a fruit roll up or something like that, then I'd be like, yeah, that's little kids.
I eat fruit roll ups too, but I like some kids' foods, and she gives me a hard time. I don't think Uncrustables is a kid's food.
I don't know that I would consider it one or the other. It's just kind of a product.
It's a snack.
Because what is it? But just pre-made PB&J. And if there's one thing that everybody loves, including especially like athletes, I know that in minor league baseball clubhouses, they're big on PB&J on the cost-effective side of it. Basketball players, I know, are huge into the PB&J in the locker room and such. Like PB&J, it goes huge in all different places. It goes platinum. So I don't think I would consider that a kid's food by any means. People love the accessibility and readability of the Uncrustable. I just... For some reason, and maybe it's the panic that has always been pushed about like processed foods.
Yeah,
I don't like doing the Uncrustable. I like to make my own PB&J if I'm gonna do a PB&J.
But I like to throw them into my bag, like for something like this.
Yeah, see, these are cool because you can freeze them.
I always put them in the freezer,
and then you can throw them in the lunch box, and it could kind of be like an all day thing.
Yeah, always freeze them.
Yeah, I don't like eating frozen food. Somebody said, "Do you have a juice box?" Okay, there's definitely a size being formed. I said, "Come on, Lopez."
Lopez got a Lunchable.
They said it's a kid. It's not a kid's food.
Well, there's some people, and there's definitely a lot of people that are on your side.
Yeah,
as well. NFL teams use Crush Uncrustables. That is true. That is true as well. So I mean, the athletes love it. Peanut butter giving you that giving you that protein and then getting you that extra sugar and energy. Yeah, love you, Uncrustable. All right, That's In Loops Lunchtime Confessions. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And we also appreciate the Men's Clinic for bringing you that. But coming up next, it's a Thursday, so we'll do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these various people in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. We will do it next.